Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's talk about that inventory crunch.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We are still in that spot where we don't have enough choices for the buyers who want to or need to buy. In residential, May 2016 versus May 2017, we are down 16.4% further in the depletion of inventory from last year. And last year's numbers were similar. So in 3 years ago, we had more 50% more homes for sale at this time of year. It is amazing how low we are in inventory and residential. Are you seeing the same thing in investment real estate?
Oh, unfortunately, yes. In fact, those that are attempting to deal with a 1031 tax deferred exchange know that they have to purchase something that is like in nature, not similar in nature, which is the definition of another type of tax deferral, but generally be able to buy a passive investment property, not necessarily exactly like, but similar to what they're after. And if they can't find it in 45 days, they are in trouble. They pay the tax.
What I was going to jump on was you're saying similar. Really, that's a broad definition. What you're trying to say is that it could be from apartment to grocery store building. It could be very different. It just has to be real estate to real estate and not be your personal residence. Broadly based.
Right. And not a property that you would buy for immediate resale to a customer.
So
that's dealer status.
So that conversation there seems like one way you could manage it. If you were leaving an apartment out of a sale of your apartment and you're moving to something else in your 1031 exchange, open the types of property you'd consider. Is that one alternative?
Yes. But the real key, you have to be so totally prepared to point to something and say, I'll take it. By the time that your property closes, you only have a 45-day period to figure out, is that one that I want? Is that one that I can finance as I need to finance in order to acquire it? Is it one that we can negotiate? Because there may be three or four people fighting to get that one asset, and that is fairly dangerous. I try to close the transactions on a 1031 within that 45-day identification period that's allowed for the 1031. In order to do that, I have to be well ahead of the curve, which is fairly dangerous because what happens if their transaction doesn't close quickly or at all? We're hanging out.
So get a professional for that. Call Bob Nelson. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.